life is an email service. We live in an age of SMSs and emails. WhatsApp has become so popular that we cannot think of a single day without its usage. The scene had been far different even a few decades ago. We had that elusive object in our lives, in abundance, time. The quicksilver quality of time has precipitated a sea change in our lifestyles and the way we look at things. Today we do not possess the time to admire a golden sunset or the chirpings of unknown birds on an early morning. We all are racing against time. I sometimes wonder, is time an adversary to be fought with tooth and nail? Time is something which is inevitable, which passes down to history. We resort to emails because it is faster, more in sync with the times and economical. Almost everybody having a computer has an email account today which is used for both personal as well as professional purposes. The language used in these emails is to the point, no nonsense and no beating around the bush. You send the mail and within a second the recipient has received it. Today, even contributions to print editions like newspapers and journals are being submitted in and via the online mail service. Writing and receiving long letters of yore are no longer advisable. The lingo, symbolic and short. The language used in these emails is also symptomatic of our times. No nonsense and definitely not long. You send it and the recipient receives it within the batting of your eyelid. Grammar and spell checking have long been blown away to the wind, with sincere apologies to the minstrel Bob Dylan. On a nice sunny morning, one usually wakes up to check their mails along with the warmth of their cup of coffee or tea. Now, since time comes at a premium, checking mails on smartphones instead of going through them tediously on a computer has made life simpler and hassle-free. Then the question which naturally arises here, is the world getting slowly unsuitable for older men and women who have little or no access to technology? When the COVID-19 pandemic spread like wildfire all across the globe, I had personally attributed the spread inwardly to nature herself. It's about time that nature had avenged upon us for the gross injustices that we met out against her daily. People get old and traditions fade away to pave the way for newer ones. That is also one of the laws of nature. Traditions and norms are ways of living. They slowly fade away into history. Newer ways of living are thereby created and the process of evolution following Darwin progresses. Today, when we talk about mails, it is inevitably about emails, if not about the railway service, that is. In the case of the latter two, speed and technological advancement have made us opt for aircrafts instead of railway services. If speed and rat race are the rules by which we spend our days, then who, or more precisely, when do we write? We do write and we do paint. Books and paintings are being created out of the stock of life, as they were or had been before. Only their themes and modes of execution have altered. Today, writers no longer write in longhand. They mail their respective manuscripts to prospective publishers and await the nods of approval. The instant drawback of leading such a racy lifestyle is bound to be a lack of reading. We no longer have the time or inclination to read really long letters. If shorter ones serve the purpose, then why waste precious time? But all of us need to think. Where are we all heading to? Are emotions of love, of friendship, and of togetherness going to take a backseat in our lives? Friends, do give these a few seconds of thought. Thank you.